Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome into today's show. Big shout out to all my Millionaire Mindcast fam from all over the globe tuning in each and every week. I've been loving getting some of the text messages from many of you guys. If you shot me a text and I haven't responded back, I apologize. I get so many texts on that number each and every week. I'm trying to play some catch up this week. If you want to say what up, hit me up at 844-447-1555. You can always hit me up on Instagram at @officialMattyA as well. That's probably the best place to follow me and to shoot me a DM. I'm pretty good about responding to most of those. But with that being said, I've been talking for the past couple weeks on getting you guys an update about how I got into the hotel space. This is a very unique vertical of real estate investing, and oftentimes it's really hard to break into that space. And the way I did it was actually by accident. So I'm going to talk about how I broke into the hotel asset class of real estate investing and what that looks like and where I'm seeing that going moving forward. And many of you have asked about short-term rentals. You've asked about remodeling or taking over small, you know, motels or lodges. And I really think there's some massive opportunity in that space moving forward. And I'm going to share a little bit about what we're doing and what we're going to be looking at. But I also wanted to share a little bit with you about how I got into this space and how I've been able to accelerate building this brand of Play Park Hospitality and the reasons that I really was able to do it with a lot less investment and resources than many people might think you need to have in order to get into this space. So with that being said, if you're new to the show, welcome. We talk all things money on this podcast, not just about being a badass in your bank account and building a big empire financially, but living like a millionaire in all areas of your life, with your health, with your relationships, with your parenting, with your business, with your employees, with your community, right? The list goes on. It's not just about making money. Don't get me wrong. We love talking about money. We love making money. We love using our money to make a difference and matter in the world, in our communities, in other people's lives that are important to us, and our own lives. But at the end of the day, if you're a shitty human being, and you are just about making money to serve yourself, it's probably not the right podcast for you. But with that being said, we're going to dig in today on social currency. Social currency has been a massive variable in my wealth building equation. And I'm going to share with you what social currency is, at least in my perspective, and how you can go about building some of your own social currency, how I've built my own social currency and leveraged it to continue to build my own real estate empire, my own real estate journey, and how you can apply this kind of framework to your own path and to your own journey. So if you're not subscribed to the show yet, before we jump in today, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. Hit me up, say what up, Official Matty A on Instagram or 844-447-1555. All I ask is that you guys please leave a 5-star review. It helps us get the podcast out to more people who are looking to be in these types of conversations, to have more insights and wisdom shared with them so they can pull and pick what applies to their own unique journey of how they want to build their rich life based on whatever that looks like. With that being said, you know, I got into the hotels. The reason why I brought up social currency was because that ultimately is what led to me getting into buying my very first small boutique lodge up in Lake Tahoe. One of my friends who had been following me on social media for a really long time introduced me to another person. And through that affiliation, I ultimately ended up finding this lead of the hotel. It was a guy with one of his friends who ran a church. Basically had somebody in their church who owned this property. They weren't operating it properly and correctly, and it was really bleeding and a bad investment for them, and they were looking for a way out. And because of my brand and because of some of the quote-unquote social currency, which I'll break down kind of the different ways you can build social currency and create social currency to leverage in finding opportunities, in building relationships with people, in raising money. That is ultimately what led to me getting this lead. And the person who brought me this lead ended up investing in the deal with me. And therefore, I was able to take down a real estate asset and a hotel that I wouldn't have been able to do by myself, nor would I've really wanted to. You know, what's funny about the hotel, when I say I kind of fell into it on accident, you know, when this person brought me the deal and they said it was up in Lake Tahoe and I took a look at it and I kind of crunched the numbers, it was interesting to me, but I didn't give it too much thought. And then when it got to a place where the motivation level of the seller matched my price, I then started to lean in and really explore that this could be an asset that I end up buying. You know, and the funny piece of it was, hey, I'm going to have all of these real estate keys and there's great financial modeling tied to this particular asset. What I underestimated was the fact that a hotel is not just a real estate asset that you can passively run and manage. A hotel is a 24/7, 365 day living, breathing organism that is ultimately not just a real estate asset, but it's an operating business. And so I ultimately not only bought the real estate asset, but I quickly learned that I also bought a very hands-on, high-stress, high-energy and fast-paced business. And I was going to have to build a business if I was really going to not only see this particular asset succeed, but have it be something that I could scale and grow moving forward. And that's ultimately what I committed to about 3 years ago when I started building Play Park Hospitality. Play Park was the first hotel. And as we really got in there and stabilized the asset and learned every aspect of the operations, this was one of those things where I said, okay, if this is going to be successful, especially when COVID hit and I had to let some of my team go, I said, if this thing is not going to go underwater, if this thing is actually going to succeed and survive and hopefully moving forward thrive, I'm going to need to get in there and do absolutely everything within my power to make sure that this thing is successful. I'm going to have to roll up my sleeves. I'm going to have to learn every aspect of the business. And I'm going to have to really treat this not just like a real estate investment asset, but at the same time of doing that, treat this like a real business that I'm going to grow and scale. And that was a really challenging time, to be completely honest. It was a very humbling time. I mean, I was going up there with my mom on the first hotel and we were doing laundry in the freaking laundromat. We were cleaning rooms because we couldn't get cleaners to show up. We were ultimately doing all of the things that were necessary to make sure that this real estate asset and this business was going to survive. Thank God that as we came out of COVID, this ended up being, a blessing in disguise. One, I learned all of the things that I needed to learn about the hotel. Two, it really helped me get more intimate with the financial model and understanding all of the workings and operations of the hotel. And three, we came out, you know, much stronger and poised to scale and grow and understand what was necessary for this to become a real profitable business platform. And I knew that at this point in time, if I'm going to make it really successful, I have to onboard more keys to our particular model. Our model is high tech, low touch, low service, and it is more of a boutique model that we knew in the mom and pop space. You know, big institutional players don't like coming in and buying, you know, hotels that are under 100 keys. There's just not enough scale for them. There's not enough profitability for them. So our model was, we know that we can lower a lot of the operating expenses of the hotel through smart property technology. Shout out to Ulysses, who's our CTO, who has really helped us really hone in on what that model is. And Then we're going to build an offsite. Anything that can get taken offsite and go virtual, we're going to create a virtual concierge and customer service team to help support the on-site operations and management, which a lot of it being automated, right? We're all about smart lodging, smart travel, smart food, smart beverage. All of the things that you can make smart and bulletproof through softwares and services in the technology world, that allowed us to really minimize any wasted operating expenses on the assets in the physical locations. And then we can take a lot of the customer service and virtual support offsite. Now, in order to get massive profitability based off of this platform, we knew that we needed to continue to onboard keys, hence the Alpenrose being purchased, hence the Firelight being purchased, working on other hotels up there. We have mastered what our model looks like in the boutique world because a lot of these mom and pops who owned the 100 key and under hotels, they weren't really running them like a business. They weren't being updated to the physical condition and standards of what travelers expected today. And at the same time, the way they were really running these hotels operationally were extremely inefficient. So bringing in the smart property technology, bringing in our business model, bringing in our marketing savviness, those were things that allowed us to really massage into a model that we said, okay, this works. This works. Now we just need to get more of these keys onboarded to our platform, which is what we're doing now, growing and scaling the Play Park Hospitality brand. And to close the loop on this social currency piece here is I would have never fallen into hotels if it wasn't for the social currency that I've built with other people, which is what brought this opportunity to the plate, which is what brought capital to the plate, which is what has brought in resources and team members and people who have helped us optimize our first iteration of what that model looked like to the plate. And so when I say, what is social currency? Social currency, in my opinion, it's your influence and your authority that you've built with others. Whether that's on social networks or online or offline communities, whatever it, you know, whatever platform it comes through, there's a level of authority and trust that you've built with people that there's leverage there that can be exchanged. When I was, you know, thinking about whether or not I wanted to do this opportunity, when somebody said, when my partner said, hey, I'm going to give you the capital for this because I trust you and I know you have the ability to do this, that was social currency. I didn't give him or pay him anything specifically, right? It was this intangible value that I'd already created in his eyes, and therefore that created an opportunity for me that I didn't have to necessarily pay for. And so as we have continued to build and grow the brand, and as I've planted my flag, you know, in the hotelier space, and that being the empire that we're going to build over the next, you know, decade or so with all the amazing people that we're going to get to build, a lot of the people that are coming into the fold and wanting to work with us and wanting to grow this opportunity with their time as employees or teammates, or with their money as investors, or with their skills as vendors and subcontractors, a lot of this is because of the social currency that I've been able to create. And this is something that anybody can do. Now, yes, it does take time, but I want to share with you some of the things that you can think about as you want to go out and build your own social currency that you can use and leverage in your own journey. I've got a coach, essentially, who could easily be charging $50,000 for what he does per year that has given it to me for free in exchange for some of the value that I've been able to provide and give him. I've got somebody that does marketing for big brands like Lululemon and other world-class Fortune 500-based brands and companies that is giving us marketing and branding tips and resources and time, his time, which is extremely valuable because of the social currency that I've built and been able to exchange and reciprocate value to him. So there's lots of ways that you can build your business, build your empire, accelerate your wealth using social currency. So let's dig in. You've heard me talk about some of these things. How to build your social currency. Number one is value. If you're consistently bringing value to other people, think of it like an invisible bank account. When you're constantly, whether this is through your content, whether this is through a skill set that you can provide and give somebody else with your time or your resources or just mental support, physical support, you're creating value that is being exchanged that ultimately is like putting a currency, a deposit within this social currency bank account. And when it's time for you, after you've been depositing and depositing and depositing and depositing over and over and over and over again into someone's life, into someone's mindset, into someone's business, into someone's relationships, and you need to make a withdrawal, that person is going to be ecstatic. They're going to be stoked to return that favor. And so that's why I'm a big believer in putting out this podcast for the last 5.5 years. That's why I like to put out social media content and stories on my Instagram and posts on my Facebook. That's why I like to jump on calls and help people and mentor them, because one, I get excitement and fulfillment out of it, but at the same time, I know I'm bringing value to somebody else, and strategically, that might come in handy one day. Second is leadership. People follow leaders, and right now is one of the best opportunities that I have personally seen in my lifetime for leaders to step up, for leaders to speak out, for leaders to show who they are. What are your core values? What do you stand for? Do you have integrity? Do you have trustworthiness? Are you an accountable individual? Are you willing to say and do some of the things that might have people shooting arrows at you, but at the same time, it's always the leaders that people love to follow into battle. And when it's time for you to make an exchange potentially of social currency, leadership is going to be a big variable and pillar in that equation. Number three is results. You can't just talk. At the end of the day, right, people are very smart. And after a while, they're going to pick up that you're just a talker and you're not a doer, and or you don't get results based on what you talk about. It's one thing to know a lot. It's another thing to know a lot and get results with what you know. And so getting results is an authority builder, right? And people who want to get the same results as you are willing to give up and exchange certain things, whether that's their time or their money or their skill set, right? To get those same results, to get in proximity to you. And that's one great way that you can build social currency is by just getting results. Number four, I just said it, proximity is affiliation. How you build social currency is by who you surround yourself with. When I get to interview all kinds of badass people on the show, and through affiliation, I get to know them. I get to say that, you know, I've interviewed them, or I get to say that, hey, these are some of my friends through mastermind groups that I've been a part of, by being in rooms with billionaires and millionaires, just by being in proximity, by being affiliated with some of these individuals. I build up status and currency. Now, you have to make sure that, again, when you check your ego at the door and you show up with humility, it is a very awesome way to get pulled into affiliation with great people who see that humility, who see that you're checking your ego at the door, who see that you want to grow and build and scale and conquer and do amazing things, but you do it with a kind and a humble heart. It's a great way to get aligned and associated and affiliated with the right people, which is going to level up your authority and your social currency. And the last one is consistency. I mean, when you look at certain people and you're like, man, that guy just, or that girl just continues to move the needle and put one foot in front of the other. People respect that. People want to be around that. When your video, your actions match your audio and what you're talking about all the time, and you do it consistently over and over and over again, your social currency stock is just going to continue to rise. And these are some of the things that I consistently think about as I've built my own brand and as I've, you know, kind of created my own identity in the business space, but not just in business as a husband. I probably get more of you who reach out to me and say, like, I love what you're doing in the hotels, or I love that you're flipping houses, or I love, but I probably get 10 times as many messages from the people that are saying, thank you for showing that you can be a business owner and still be an amazing father. I love the relationship that you and your wife have and how you treat her. I love how you talk about your teammates and the people that you get to work with. I love that you speak up on topics that a lot of people are scared to say their truth because they're scared that there's going to be retaliation in their business or it's going to limit them. It's all of the things beyond just the business stuff that can give you even more of an enhancement, more of a juice on your social currency when you're consistent across all of the platforms and pillars that we as human beings all want to succeed in. Yeah, everybody wants to be successful when it comes to money. But at the end of the day, people equally want to feel fulfilled and happy and successful in their relationship, in their parenting, with their health, with their friends and their community, with their lifestyle and the fun and the freedom that they get to have. So yeah, we talk about money because money, when you have the right intention and the right mindset and build the right skills around your money, you're going to be able to go and enhance and unlock levels of fulfillment and freedom and all of the other areas in a way that you wouldn't without that. So with that being said, how the hell did I get into hotels? I got into hotels by accident because of my social currency. I was able to exchange resources. I was able to exchange time. I was able to exchange and open up opportunities because of the social currency that I built. And this is something that anybody and everybody can do with a little purpose, with a little intention, with a little strategy behind what your daily actions look like and consist of. And just know that it takes time, guys. You've always heard me say, I'm not a microwave guy, I'm a crockpot guy. Like, yeah, getting the quick results is always great. The best stuff is always created in the crock pot, and it takes time. And building up your social currency, building up your social bank account takes time. But if you consistently add value to people, if you consistently show up as a leader, if you consistently get results, if you consistently surround yourself with the right individuals who are leveling up themselves and are aligned with your core values and how you're doing it, you're going to see the balance of your social bank account continue to rise over time. And along your journey, when it's time to make withdrawals or it's time to cash in on that balance that you've built up over time, you'll be amazed to see how many people want to help you, how many people want to be a part of that journey, how many opportunities are out there, how much money can come to what you're doing. And that is why I think it's extremely important to think about these things and incorporate them in on a daily basis. So if you guys have any questions on what we're doing with the hotels, we got some exciting stuff going on. Ulysses is working on some amazing technology that we're going to be incorporating and rolling out at different locations in 2022. I'm focused on scaling and growing more keys, acquiring more equity to raise more money to buy more assets. We got our operations teams that are crushing and ironing out all of the smart and automated aspects of how we create an amazing Ritz-Carlton experience for our customers without there necessarily being as many humans on site as some of these hotels require. We're really finding ways to disrupt and shake up this model because of the technology that's out there and available now. And we believe that with the technology and world-class customer service in world-class locations that people want to be, we're going to find a way to completely dominate the boutique hotel space. And that's something we are extremely excited about. One of those things is we're going to be hosting events at some of the hotels. I'm going to do a tour of Tahoe, and we're going to do a short-term hotel hospitality event where you're going to get to tour all of the hotels around Lake Tahoe, hang out with other real estate investors, be around other like-minded individuals that love hospitality, love real estate investing, love experiential travel. And we're going to be showing you guys everything in terms of how we do what we do in our model and how that might be something you can carry out into other real estate investments that you're doing all around the country or world. So if you want more information on that, shoot me a text at 844-447-1555. For those of you who haven't taken advantage of our free financial x-ray that Ryan, my co-host on Wealth Building Wednesdays, does for anybody that has an investment portfolio, you want to know if you're allocated properly, if you want to know if you're getting overfeed or overcharged, if you just want some financial advice on what you want to accomplish and based on where you're at, what you might need to do, you can always text the word x-ray to 844-447-1555. If you're an accredited investor, you want to get on my syndication deals list, text the word deals to that same phone number, deals to 844-447-1555. And with that being said, if you guys have any questions, topics that you want me to cover or discuss coming up, you can always text me at that same number and let me know. Hit me up on Instagram. I love you guys. Big respect to all of you that I've been talking to on social media that are just really going after some really exciting stuff. I love hearing so many of you taking big action steps towards the goals that you've been talking about and dreaming about for some time. And for those of you who are thinking about taking a big leap of faith and betting on yourself, one of my favorite quotes, it's my life's motto. I've never been the fastest, smartest, or strongest. I'm just dumb enough to believe in myself and smart enough to take action every single day on my goals. And I hope that you will make that investment and believe in that for yourself. Until next episode, much love. Cheers, guys.